All right. Hi, welcome to the traceability call for June 20th. Let me turn off the transcriber. And let's get started. Which repo are we on today? Is it vocab?
Vocab repo.
All right. Let's get started. There are no PRs on vocab, and I believe there's no PRs on interop.
No.
Do we want to talk about when we are ready to say we're done? And what, issues we want to make sure are tackled before we can kick off a 1.0? Because I don't believe there's that many left.
Good idea.
So we had a filter for 1.0 already. On vocab, it seems that there are 5 things that are on that filter. I'm going to link them in. I didn't sort by at least recently updated. Okay. And this is them. First one is conflated units, weight, net weight, FSD, double XD, decimal. Ben had this, and I don't know if Ben is still working on stuff for this. Do you know this?
It's assigned to you.
It is, but last message was Ben saying he's waiting for bandwidth. I could pick it up. It's not a heavy lift. And I remember him doing something about this. We do have another issue 943 that was closed, and we had a comment that lays out what we want to do. Okay. So I guess the comment that talks about what we want to do is the one that I posted June 13, 2023, which is we want to use measured value, quantitative value, and all these should use weight units. Well, I guess question one, do we still think this is something that we want to do for a 1.0? Or do we want to downgrade this to, we don't have to get it done for 1.0? This is conflating weight versus net weight, XSD decimal versus double and decimal. Yeah. Anyone have any?
I wouldn't fight for this.
Okay, that's a good way to frame it. Anybody really want this to be part of 1.0? All right. So, hearing none, discussed on June 20th call, decided to remove the 1.0 label. Cool. We don't have to close it. We can just move on. Next up is 867. I believe, Nis, you raised this as a packing list V1 checklist of things that you really wanted to do for a V1 for it. I don't know what the status of it was.
This is old.
Yeah. But is it like resolved old, or is it old like it's been there for a while?
Yeah, good question.
Let's look up packing list.
Example looks okay. It's inline.
Is the JSON-LD term confirmed? How about we I mean, do you want to go through this? We go through something else and come back to it? And see if it's something we care about? There are only five things today, five issues today.
Yeah, I think it looks okay.
Do you have any requirements around this at all, or is this like, you think this is closable?
I kind of think it's closable. Fully inline schema, that's done. Required properties, fine. That's, I'm not fighting for that. Okay, let me go through the checklist.
Yeah, sounds good. Product defects ID. So this is 564. I believe the issue here is I needed to create volumes on the oil and gas product side. Once that is done, this is closable. And I think this is part of 1.0, and I will be, yeah, I haven't done it. I'll add it to my schedule to get it done ASAP. This shouldn't be a heavy lift on my end. Yeah, that's basically it. I think this is one of those that I think should be part of 1.0. We've already done a lot of work on it. So let me just add it to myself. And okay. Let me make sure that I have it. Okay. So, and then I think this is part of the milestone or not. No, let me just put it in the milestone. Two left, I guess. Do we make ID and the credential? Yeah, sorry.
Before you move on, I just checked all of 867, and I can tick all the boxes, so I'm going to close that.
Go for it. That's good. Nice. That means we have 2, 3 remaining. Do make ID a requirement for traceability of lookup credentials. I believe we said yes. Is where we left it.
Yeah, and I can, I missed, this fell through the cracks to me. I can do my part with the ag schemas.
Okay. And Ness, are you willing to take the Stila credentials and e-commerce?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It shouldn't be a heavy lift. I think this should be part of our V1 because we did say it is required. All right. Okay. And I'll make sure that it's in the milestone. Let me just ping all of this to make sure.
Yeah.
Get this in ASAP. Alright, I believe last one is 827. We had a problem with this where Guillermo on our end tried to take a look at it. A significant portion of this was a version, so this is the OpenAPI spec version valid, and from what he could tell is this is a pretty big issue where there's syntax from OpenAPI 2 and 3. And then I said I'm supposed to remove the outdated snippet and then add the Swagger side to the workflow. Okay, I guess this is entirely on me. I'll add it to the list of things that I will get done ASAP. And once those are done, I think we're good to go. So from a trace vocab perspective, right? I have 3 tasks, which is OpenAPI spec, the ID requirement for oil and gas, and the volumes. And I believe nobody else has anything. Except Nis, you have the IDs, and Russell, you have the IDs. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Can we target next call to cut a V1 for this? We'll merge them in. If everything works, we take a review of the draft, go one more time, everybody reads through it. If everyone's happy, the week after we publish the version. Does that sound like a fair plan of action?
On vocab, not intro.
On vocab, on vocab, yes. Right? Or we call it a tentative 1.0 and we hold off until closer to... I mean, I don't know why we would hold off. Does anybody have any reason they would want to hold off? Or are we happy to cut a 1.0 once those three issues are resolved? Like, we could hold off so we could cut it with traceability interop 1.0 at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the only consideration I have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what we could do is we could go through it, not cut a 1.0, get ready to cut a 1.0, have it in sort of a draft review flow, make sure we tackle everything on interop, and at the end, we do one last review of both and ship it up together.
That makes sense.
I think that would probably be better, and it would help, you know, amplify the message. Okay. But as a goal, next week, let's make sure we get all three of those final issues merged in, resolved, and we can say 1.0 is basically done. Cool. Can we review trace interop 1.0? It's a bit of a different change to the agenda, but I feel like if we can just tackle all the 1.0 stuff, we could be happy. Trace interop is a little bit weird because we only have 5 issues on it. 2 are marked 1.0. 2 are marked ready for PR. They're a little bit different. And then I don't know the testing. Oh, and then there's one that's about how do we test interop, right? So, going through them in least recently updated order, we have the one that talks about, testing interop, which is saying, hey, how do we want to set up interop tests and what do we want to do really, right? Right now, we don't have real interop tests. All our interop tests are you send something, you get a 200 response regardless, right? We talked last time about saying that the slash presentations endpoint is the only one that we really want to test. And I believe we had some friction about compliance testing on that endpoint and checking for things correctly versus saying that that endpoint should just always kind of, like, we're not testing responses of that endpoint, right? I don't know this. I remember last time when we talked, you wanted to think through it. I don't know if you've had opportunity to do that.
So I think last week was interesting. We've talked about it every week for what, since this came about, I think. And it sounded like last week there was, I think, was it Patrick suggested, actually using slash verify instead and making it not part of the spec, but part of the test. And I kind of like that argument. What I'm reacting against is what putting a response necessary to do a test into slash presentations. That's what I'm having a problem with because you just get all sorts of, you wouldn't always want to do that. It's a lot of clock cycles you need to do. It's a lot of behind the scene network traffic, all that stuff. Whereas there's no doubt you would have to do that when you call slash verify.
What are you sending to slash verify? The same payload as slash presentations?
Yes, I suppose. Yeah.
So really what we're talking about is it's a identical route, but it has things that we can test against. And your slash presentations is, okay.
I'm not, that's a good question. Is it the credentials you're verifying or is it presentation?
I have to say presentations in my mind because this spec is literally all about testing presentations, testing, sending presentations to each other with the credentials. I don't think it has to be the credentials because testing a credential verification, you just go to the VC API, right? Like the only delta we really have in a credential between us and the VC API is the ID is required on our end. But for presentations, we have quite a number of things that are different that we are enforcing that they are not. So to me, that's the thing that we really care about. I'm happy to have a second endpoint that we could run the tests against. That's really not a big deal. If it's just, to pass to comply with the spec, you need to run this so we can test against it. That's fine. So what I'm going to do is label this 1.0 because I feel like this is a V1.0 thing. So because otherwise we're not going to have any tests at all. And I'm going to say, so proposal is to create a slash verify endpoint that takes the same payload as the presentation endpoint. The slash verify endpoint will be used to test interop. Well, are we testing interop on the verify endpoint? Right? Because I'm going to be sending you stuff on verify.
Interop, yeah.
Interop and compliance.
That's the starting part. It's not really part of this. It's like necessary to do the test.
Okay.
I don't know. That makes sense in my head. I don't know if it's actually a real argument.
I honestly don't really care either way, but if it's something that you feel strongly about, I'm happy to do it.
I only feel strongly because we've made such an effort to move away from conformance.
Yeah.
It feels like sort of going a little bit compromising that I don't know if we're starting to go down the same slippery slope that we did 2 years ago. that's what I want to avoid.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's fine. And then I'm going to ask, please react with thumbs up or down to this comment just so we can gauge people's feelings about it. Okay. All right. So this is the one that was on testing interop that we kind of wanted to talk about. Does anybody else have any things they want to talk? Oh, Ted, do you want to update the calendar entry? I think we've tried. I honestly don't know how to talk to anybody who can do this. If you know how to do it, I've tried it. We've reached out to the chairs a couple of times. They're not doing that.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay. I know something got updated because now it shows up today at 3, but.
Okay. That's really good to hear. Maybe they responded and I just completely blanked out on it. Cause we had an issue about it and we pinged them a few times, right?
Well, there are two related issues, right? Cause we used to have the sessions on Tuesdays at 1:30 Eastern and that still exists in the other calendar, the one that's hosted by Google. Then they added the sessions for Thursdays to the W3 calendar.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to them. Okay.
Theoretically, the current chairs have access to the W3 calendar and should be able to change it pretty quickly. If they need new copy, I'm happy to provide that. I've edited it before and tried to get it changed. But that was against the Google Calendar hosted piece, which is owned by some role account that people don't seem to be monitoring anymore.
Can I ask you to reach out to them to try and get it updated?
I will try again, sure.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody have anything else on 6.5.9, which is testing interop? I think, okay. Then next up is service endpoint discovery is pointless when client credentials have already been exchanged. And this, I feel like you had a lot of thoughts on this one.
Yes, and I sense agreement on it. And we labeled it ready for PR last week. And I guess we should.
Well, I guess it's an open question. Yeah. Do you think this is a 1.0 thing?
Yes, I do.
I agree. Does anybody disagree with that characterization? Okay. What we're saying here really is we know exactly who we're sending the credentials to. We know the endpoints of everyone. Do we really need a discovery endpoint when we've already exchanged client credentials, right? Like, it's already authenticated. It's already, everything's already known. Why are we doing this? And honestly, I think this just, like you said, this is a remnant of the way that we used to do it. And part of the cleanup should be just to remove it.
Yeah.
Can you pick this one up? Or does anyone want to take this task?
Yeah, I don't want to give any... I'm pretty busy right now, so it won't be for next week. But
okay.
I can put myself on it.
That's fair. Cool. Next one is 5.2.9, which is relationship to VC API. I believe last we checked was Patrick was supposed to be working on this. Was Patrick on the call last week?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe last we left it was he was supposed to be writing this out. I'm going to ping him again. To just make sure that we cycle this through. Is this labeled 1.0? It is. Perfect. There are two remaining open issues on interop, which are 645, which is all about code generation. Patrick was assigned to this. We ended up just saying, hey, can we just remove section 9.1 from the spec as a final solution when we had our last conversation? Patrick said he was willing to do it. I marked it 1.0 because I feel like this is just cleaning up the spec and it really should just be removed. And it's not a lot of work. I don't think this is really blocking. So does anyone have anything else on this? I'm just going to ping Patrick again, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we could have removed it by the time we've spent talking about it.
It's okay. Yeah. That's bureaucracy at work for you. Yeah. And then I think that's all of them. No, there's one left, which is update section on interrupt testing. I don't understand. Oh, so this is based. So the other one is update the actual way we do interrupt testing. And this one is update what we wrote down in the spec. Right? Okay, I like this. Patrick commented last week that we need an endpoint available to test the implementation with another implementations issued VC, 100%. We can understand the output of libraries used by implementation Y when it comes to verifying proofs. So this is what we just talked about with the verify endpoint, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to link the other issue from this one. And saying, if we're settled on the approach described in the other issue, then, and by other issue, I mean issue 6.5.9, then that would be the language that goes in the spec. Once you write the language in the spec, we can work on the fixtures. And we get, once we get a broad agreement. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
There's a proposal here. If we agree on that, we can go ahead and update the spec language on how to do interop tests to reflect our new thinking. Cool. That's everything that we have marked for 1.0 and everything on interop. Interop's getting, you know, we're almost there. Does anybody have anything else they would like to cover right now? I mean, I think I can, we can see the finish line now for 1.0, yes, which is, you know, a very welcome 4 years worth of work. Does anybody have anything they want to discuss or talk about or anything else? Do we just want to take our time back and focus on everything else we have to do?
I would love that.
All right. Oh, one thing I wanted to talk about was switching this to a bi-weekly thing. But if we're so close to 1.0, I think we just stick with our weekly calendar, knock out 1.0, and then discuss post 1.0 if we want to have
1.0. Right? Agreed.
Okay. So let's knock this out. Thank you everyone for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your week and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, Mahmoud. Good stuff.